What the fuck is a nougat?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, you, motherfucker, mother chod.
That's motherfucker, mother chod. Teri baap ki bela obra ben chod, mother chod.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. In the Prank Call Nation.
Okay. I am Carlito with Laugh Track Matt.
Hi.
And Laugh Track Baz.
Hey, hola.
Hey. And we are here. I am Carlito, as I said already once. Let me turn that music down. Sorry. I am Carlito, and we're here to do some prank calls. I've got some frozen grapes.
Ooh,
I froze them. Oh, man. Yeah, because
I've never tried that before.
I was on some website, and it had top 10 things that taste better when they're frozen. One of them was grapes, and I was like, I have grapes. And I'd try it. Hey, it's good.
I've only ate one grape my whole lifetime.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
How's that possible? You're American, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't like fruits and vegetables much, man.
Oh, man. You're missing out. You gotta get some frozen grapes.
Yeah, I got some black seedless grapes. I think I'm gonna throw some in and give it a try in an hour or so. Yeah,
I threw the whole bag in the freezer. I was like, fuck it. I took it out. I had to wash them so they melted a little bit because I had to wash them. I should have washed them beforehand. But then I was like, they're going to stick together maybe if I wash them, you know?
So, yeah, you got to wash them, then dry them, then freeze them.
Yeah.
It's quite a process, you know?
Yeah. But it's worth it, man. I'm telling you, it does taste better. Yeah. The other thing it said was peanut butter cups. I've never tried frozen. I've had them.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I've had those.
Frozen now, yeah. I've had Snickers bars and such, but I never thought of a peanut butter cup, yeah. Huh. I think, you know what I think would taste good is a Three Musketeers frozen. Nougat frozen? I don't know. Well, actually, I don't think nougat freezes that well. It might get really hard.
Yeah.
Like, overly.
Yeah, but the traditional Three Musketeers don't have nougat, do they?
I don't know. I think they do. I thought that's what it was. It was chocolate nougat and something else. That's why they called it three, I thought.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think so. I love nougat. Nougat's my favorite.
You're a nougat.
I'm a nougat. Your face is a nougat.
I like
nougats.
Your mom's a cunt nougat. I'm looking at Phoenix, Arizona.
You should work in the word nougat into a prank today somehow.
That's a hard one, but okay. Sure.
I guess you can just call up the store and say, I want some nougat.
Want some fucking nougat there. Done.
Yeah. Challenge accomplished.
Worst challenge ever, Baz. All right, Crescent. Here's a ballroom. Yeah. A ballroom. What do you do in a ballroom other than dance around? Let's find out.
Nougat. I'm hanging around in the tiny chat by myself.
Again? By yourself? Closed. Oh, well.
Oh. After all that.
Yeah, no. What a waste of time. Amtrak station, I can use my new train whistle on them.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking an Amtrak. Like, 7 days, dude.
What the hell just happened to my music? The record's skipping. I don't know what that was about. I hope that doesn't keep happening. Okay. It's an 800 number, so maybe it's a national call center. I'm not sure, but we'll try. If it is, anyway, that works. As long as someone picks up. We got a chance.
You just gonna do the train whistle?
Yeah.
And talk about nougat?
I'm gonna talk like a retarded kid.
Hi, I'm Julie, Amtrak's automated agent.
Hey, Julie.
Para continuar en español, oprima el 6.
It's so hot.
This is gonna be a pain.
Yeah.
Sorry, please say introduction, train status,
fart.
Schedule. Sorry, I still didn't understand.
Penis.
If you're unsure. I think you said you want to talk to an agent. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's something else I can help you with.
No,
you
motherfucker. Motherfucking bitch.
You bitch.
Sorry, I didn't understand. You can say existing reservation.
Nugent.
Amtrak allows up to two carry-on items, as well as personal items like purses, laptops.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll just be nice. That's how it should ring.
Thank you, Amtrak's automated agent.
Agent.
I think you said you want to talk to an agent.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe there's something else I can help you with. To get you the right information, I need to know what you were looking for. To pay for...
Agent!
You,
agent!
I think you said you want to talk to an agent. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll transfer you to an Amtrak agent.
Finally!
Your call may be recorded to ensure quality. Hold on.
God.
If your call requires further assistance, please hold while we transfer your call.
Jesus.
Thank you.
For me to just
all
to be
of
like,
our reservation sales agents are currently assisting other customers. Your call is very important to us.
Thinking,
please hold,
like,
and your call should be answered in approximately.
I already waited for so long.
No.
Yeah.
All that time.
Seriously, for what I had planned for this call, this is way too much.
In fact, this is Amy. How may I help you?
Wow, really? Are you a person?
I'm a person, yes.
Oh my God, do you guys have a high handle time today?
I haven't looked lately.
You
is it was the wait really long?
You have a queue time? High queue?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a high queue time? High queue? High queue? This is a queue?
How could we help you? Was it a long wait?
Yeah, it was long. It was so long.
Yeah.
I want to stick to that. I want to talk about it for 3 minutes because I had to hold for 3 minutes. Don't laugh.
What can we do for you?
I'm being serious. It doesn't talk. It's a lot of talking on hold. It doesn't have any music. I heard like 3 seconds of music for 3 minutes of holding.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Anyway, what I was calling about was because I'm a train. I'm a choo-choo train.
All right, let's be serious. What were you actually calling about?
I'm a train. I'm a choo-choo train.
Okay, I'm gonna release the call.
Come on,
be a prank.
Yeah,
this sounds like a prank, so I'm gonna have to release the call.
I held for so long.
Prank.
Come on, no,
no, prank.
No. I have a ticket
Nugent.
Number. I have a ticket
okay,
number.
Okay, what were you calling about?
I'm a train. I'm a choo choo.
Woo hoo.
Okay, I'm gonna have to release the call now.
Okay, my name
is a business, and all right,
listen.
This is my job. I'm not gonna mess around.
My name is Thomas.
Uh huh.
Thomas Train.
Were you calling about a reservation or anything?
Yes. Yeah. I'll put Baz on the line. He has a question. Seriously.
Okay.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I apologize for that. We had the long wait time, and he's frustrated. He's just blowing off some steam, literally.
Okay. Yeah, this is a business, and, we have to move on and get to the other guests. So what can we help you with?
I understand. Yes, I have some questions about the amenities on your trains. Damn it.
Okay, which train were you talking
food.
About?
Empire Builder.
The Empire Builder, okay.
Yes.
You wanted to know some menu items? Or?
Seattle, yes. I'm on a restricted diet, and I cannot eat anything that has nougat in it.
Anything that has what in it?
Nougat.
Gluten?
Nougat.
Like in a candy bar?
Absolutely. No nougat. Nougat bad.
Okay, I'm releasing the call now.
No. I'm going to buy five tickets.
All right. I'd say we'd call him back, but fuck that shit. That was fun, though.
It shows you like 3 minutes of your life back.
My name is Thomas Trey.
That was great. Yeah. I was just hoping we could eke a little bit more out of that since you waited so long.
Yeah. Well, we tried. All right, back to Phoenix, Arizona. Let's zoom in on the city. Oh, I got requested pranks, too. Well, we can call a church. Let's see if we can get a nun on the line.
Lore is fun. I'm going to do my joke where I ask about labia at the church and they don't know what it means. Earlier today I was listening to those Barnes & Noble pranks about the dividers.
That was funny.
Good morning, St. Mary's Basilica. Lucy speaking. May I help you?
God bless you. Hi, God bless you.
Hi, God bless you. Can I help you?
Thank you for saying it back. Why didn't you want to say it? What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I just wasn't expecting anybody on this line.
Oh, I could be Jesus, you know.
You could. How can I help you?
Oh, do you have a nun there?
No, I'm sorry. We don't.
Motherfucker. What do you guys... when is your services?
Oh, God.
She's mad because I said God bless you. Matt, you talk to her. You're crude.
He said he was going to be right back. I don't know if he's back yet.
Oh. He went to get a beer. He took his time. Jeez. All right. They're not answering. Here's the Arizona Capitol Museum. All right.
I wonder if we could break shit.
Yeah, he's giving me what to come in with a baseball bat.
Yeah, actually, we can bring a pail of rocks.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, like crowbar or something.
Yeah.
Or can we borrow the keys to the display cases? All good ideas.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona Capitol Museum, located at 1700 West Washington Street, under the Copper Dome.
Sorry, transfer your call.
I'm smoking one.
They didn't even say, please wait, just say wait.
There may be a silence when your call is transferred.
Arizona Capitol Museum.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Thomas Train. What time are you opening?
Hello.
What time are you open until today?
We're open until 4 p.m. today.
Nougat!
Ma'am, I was wondering, do you have a gift shop at your museum?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I was wondering, do you sell...
Would you like to speak to them?
Let me ask Thomas. Thomas, do we want to speak to the gift shop? That is a yes. Two whistles is a yes.
She didn't even acknowledge Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Arizona Capitol Museum store?
Yeah, damn it. I was wondering, do you sell buckets at your gift shop?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to bring my own bucket in. I'm going to bring in a bucket of rocks.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because I like to throw things at the display cases.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot my bucket at home. Is there a Fred Meyer or a Walmart nearby at which I might purchase a bucket?
I don't know where the closest Walmart is.
Yeah. Here, talk to Thomas. He's got a message for you. Thomas? That's Thomas Train.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He said, pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I don't know where there's a close Walmart.
Yeah, okay. Because I know that are there rocks surrounding your museum lying about that I could collect?
No.
Like pebbles or small stones?
Do you have things we can throw at the display cases that we can buy?
Nope, you would be kicked out of the museum if you did that.
Yeah, I know that part, but before that, we'll get a few shots in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I doubt it.
Maddie's bringing his baseball bat.
Hey, mm-hmm. Do you sell batteries?
No, we don't.
Come on.
They have spark plugs?
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Motherfucker.
With any of that.
Motherfucker.
What about shot glasses?
Inquire about buckets.
She was about to hang up, says, motherfucker.
Those were all objects that fans throw at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
batteries, spark plugs, turkeys. Shot glasses.
Hello, and thank you for calling Phoenix Art Museum's 24-hour information line. Right. Please make a selection from the following menu.
Do they really need a 24-hour information line?
Wait, call.
It's 3 in the morning. I gotta know.
Phoenix Art Museum, can you hold, please?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you for holding.
She didn't even listen.
Thank you so much for holding. How can I help you?
I said no when you asked if I could hold. And you
I'm
said,
sorry?
I said no when you asked if I could hold, and you said, oh, thank you, and you put me on hold.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I had to put you on hold. I had someone here in person.
I couldn't put you on hold. I wasn't able to hold.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I wasn't able to hold. Do you understand what I mean? And you still put me on hold?
Sorry, that's just, I'm very busy. How can I help you?
Oh, there's a lot of people there?
Yes, and I have other 5 lines ringing right now. How can I help you, please?
So am I the 5th line, or is that 4 lines, other 4 lines that are, you know what I mean? Like, am I the 6th or the 5th line?
I'm sorry, I'm going to hang up if you continue, if you don't
ask. You
me
brought it up that you have other five lines ringing. Not me. Okay, what are your hours? Oh, she hung up. Never mind.
Hello. Thank you for calling Phoenix Art Museum's 24-hour...
I guess they do need 24 hours.
Wait while I transfer your call.
They got 5 lines.
We didn't know when you're open.
Okay. She's very busy.
Those 5 lines ringing late at night, too. I guess we're going to hold.
Hello, and thank you for calling Phoenix Art Museum's 24-hour information line.
Oh,
please make a selection from the following menu.
How can I not hold? I should be able to hold if she's on the lines.
Wait, I'll transfer your call.
Come on. She's not picking up. Fuck.
Hello, and...
Fuck it. This Phoenix has a lot of museums, man. Here's another one.
Yeah.
This is the Heard Museum. As in, you heard something. I'm going to say...
be smoking when I'm on the fucking air.
Herd? You mean like a herd of cows?
No, more like I heard you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Call oh! Like head with, snake herd.
Head with an R.
Hello. You have reached the Herd Museum of Native Cultures and Art. If you know your party... one moment, please.
The Turd Museum.
Heard Museum, how can I help you?
Yeah, that's the Head Museum?
Yes, this is the Heard Museum.
Head Museum, awesome. And you guys got nice examples of head?
No, heard.
I know you heard me, yeah. What I'm saying is head.
No, it's the Heard Museum, like, not the Head Museum.
Oh, I thought it was like the oral sex museum, you know? Like,
ooh,
sucking a dick and eating a pussy, you know, like head. No?
No.
I'm a train. Nougat. Can you transfer to the gift shop?
Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Bitch.
Thank you for calling the Heard Museum Shop. How may I help you?
I heard you.
You did?
Yeah. I heard what you said.
Yeah, I heard that.
I heard that.
What did you hear?
Do you have nougat there?
I'm sorry?
Do you have nougat there? Any candy bars or nougat?
No, we don't. This is a museum shop.
Yeah, I know, but you have candies and snacks sometimes. Stupid.
Sometimes. Oh, well, we occasionally have some native snacks in our bookstore. Do you want me to transfer you over there?
The bookstore now?
What is that? Is this like jerky and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, put us through then, god damn it.
Shit.
All right, here you go.
Hurry up. And you still didn't figure it out?
Good morning, Heard Museum Shop.
I heard you. I heard.
Okay.
I heard what you said.
What did I say?
You said very bad thing about the book and the girl over there in the
gift shop. I most certainly did not.
In the gift shop, yeah, you did. You called her B-I-T-C-H like that.
Not me. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to tell her.
Well, I have another customer. So
do you have snacks? Do you have snacks there? Holy shit.
We got the strangest bunch of phone calls.
I know, it's been really wacky so far. And we're blowing the train whistle and saying nougat a lot.
Okay, I'm getting a message from Jose.
Oh, no.
He says to send a shout-out to everyone who has been found in the Indian Ocean.
No one's been found.
Now, did they find something?
They found objects, I thought. What's he talking about? Did they really find anybody?
I don't know.
I saw they had found, 100-something objects. So, 122 objects in the ocean. As much as 75 foot long and appear to be solid. There you go.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's talking about. Unless he means bodies or he's just being gross and nasty. And making
That's mean, Josie.
Mean Jose. He's like, shout out to nobody, motherfucker.
Shout out to dead people.
That's why I ride the train.
The L train just derailed here out by the airport and went up the fucking escalator.
It went up?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I saw the video of it. It's amazing.
Wow. That fucking L train. You ever been on the L train? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah.
A lot? You ride it a lot? Or?
No, I don't do anything. I'm a shut-in, man.
Yeah, that's right. If you had to go to work or something, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be the day. The day I'd have to take a train to go to work. I barely went to work when I could drive.
Yeah. Probably expensive, too. But if you live in the city, you're straight up in the city, right?
Yeah.
All right, so cool. You're not in the south side. Isn't that the bad side?
No, I'm in the fucking loop, no. It's I'm 2 blocks away from the Sears Tower.
Well, whatever. The Willis Tower. Nice try.
Yeah.
You guys still try to call it the Sears Tower like you're cool and all. Like you're stuck
I just... I'm used to it.
I'm stuck in the 80s.
Yeah. You know, well, it just doesn't seem right calling it the Willis Tower.
Yeah, I guess. Who is Willis, anyway?
I don't know, some other company.
Thank you for calling the U.S. Airways Center, located at 201 East Jefferson Street, Phoenix, Arizona. To reach the U.S. Airways Executive Offices, please press 1.
What the fuck is U.S. Airways?
Please hold while I transfer your call.
You make some terrorists.
No. I was going to tell him train is better.
Good morning, U.S. Airways Center.
Yeah, train is better.
Good morning, U.S. Airways Center.
Yeah, you guys are airline.
No, we're not. We're the sports center. It's like a big arena for basketball and concerts.
But train.
You want the 800 number for the airline?
Well, I need to book a flight with you.
Well, we're not the airline, sir.
I need tickets. You guys sell tickets there, right? It says ticket box.
We sell tickets for
exactly
concert basketball.
Exactly. I think personally that train is better. Because they give you candy bars and nougat and the train.
Is that right? Do you want the number or not, sir?
Well, I already have the number. I'm talking to you. Stupid woman! Put a man on the phone.
Yeah, what? I want to book a flight to ecstasy with you.
I'm going with the challenge. I'm going to use nougat as much as I can. I'm going to try for once a call.
There's a nougat challenge.
The nougat challenge on Madhouse Radio.
All you got to do is say nougat.
Thank you for calling the U.S. Airways Center, located at 201 East Jefferson Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
That's awesome.
To reach the U.S. Airways Executive.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
That's the nougat show. You talk.
Yeah.
Good morning, U.S. Airways Center.
Nougat. Yeah. Hello?
Yes, good morning, U.S. Airways Center.
Yes, I would like to book 2 tickets on the flight to Indiana, please.
Okay, well, this isn't the airlines. This is a U.S. Airways Center.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on 1 moment, please.
No, don't transfer me.
Thank you for calling. Your call is very important.
We'll ask the airline for tickets for a game.
Let's build something great together. Be there for all the action in 2013-14 as a six-man member. Join the Phoenix Suns family for the 2013-14 season. To receive exclusive
sixth man.
Benefits.
Hey, they ripped up the Seahawks 12th man.
Become a member today at mysixthman.com. The official website of U.S. Airways Center is usairwayscenter.com. Visit usairwayscenter.com for up-to-date events and concert announcements and ticket information. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest event news and information. Follow us
that's
at facebook.com/usairwayscenter and twitter.com/usairwayscenter.
Thank you for holding. Are you ready for the number?
Okay.
Yes.
1-800.
Thomas will take the number.
1-800-428-4322.
All right, so the number is... Right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Hey, baby.
She said correct. Jesus wants fucking God,
like,
yo.
Whatever, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, get this fucker off the line.
That's
yeah. Everyone we call is so fucking super busy today, man.
The economy's turning around.
The merger
thanks
between
so
U.S.
Bob.
Airways and American Airlines is underway.
Yay!
If you would like to hear details about our merger, please press 1 now. Or press 3 to be connected to the U.S. Airways reservation system.
Jesus.
I hit 3, motherfucker.
You.
Thanks for choosing U.S. Airways. Call may be recorded and monitored to ensure high-quality service.
Para español, marque 9.
In a few words, please tell me what you're calling about.
I ain't talk to somebody, motherfucker. I don't want to talk to you, asshole. You understand what I'm saying? You understand that?
Okay. To get you to the right place, please tell me what you're calling about.
Tickets.
Like, get information.
Tickets.
Sex.
Poop.
Masturbation.
You're calling about reservations. Is that right?
Yes.
Which would you like to do? Make a new reservation?
Talk to somebody.
Work with an
talk to a person. That's what I want to do.
Sorry. Which would you like to do?
Oh.
Make a new...
New!
Sorry I'm having so much trouble.
Yeah.
I'll get an agent on the line to help you. But before I transfer you, one last question. If you're calling about flights within the U.S. or Canada, press 1. If not, press 2. Thanks. Please check TSA.gov for the latest information on carry-on items. Note that under federal law... Passengers are prohibited from bringing hazardous materials on the aircraft.
No shit.
You can find more information at usairways.com/hazmat.
For the past 20 years, that's been the case. Thank you for reminding me.
All U.S. Airways sales representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please remain on the line for the next available sales representative. We appreciate your patience.
Marketplace. I like thinking about how Nugent came into the thoughts of everybody today, talking about the frozen grapes, and the freezing candy bars, and whatever. I bet the three musketeers good with the Nugent. Can help make travel easier.
Yeah, here we are using it at every call so far. We got to keep it going, man.
Organize your trip and much more.
What?
The Nougat thing, yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. I'll do it. I'm all Nougat. I'm all Nougat all the time.
I like to take that Nougat and put it down my pants to get it all warmed up.
Yeah, warm Nougat.
You could say you're taking a trip to somewhere and then say that you're going to a factory and it's making Nougat. I'm going to visit a Nougat factory.
Traveling is all about
good intentions,
and we're helping you make them on the ground and in the air. Go in
I had to get a new lava light bulb today.
Of all U.S. Airways and American
you
Airlines.
Actually burned out your lava light? You used it that
yeah.
much? Wow. Your lava lamp. Your lava lamp, I should say.
Yeah.
So it's got to be like a really hot bulb, I'm presuming.
Yeah,
right?
Because all the heat's trapped there.
Damn.
It's not that. It's just that it's trapped, you know?
Yeah. It just heats up that liquid and makes bubbles.
Yeah, well, it heats up a coil in the liquid.
Oh.
There's like a metal coil that if that thing gets, like, off kilter, like, then the shit won't heat up. I used to have a black one. That thing was sitting, like, sideways, and I kept, like, trying to shake it just right to get over there, and it just wouldn't go.
A black lava lamp? That's interesting.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah. I dated a girl once when I was in high school. I dated her, and she always wanted to fool around, but she wanted the lava lamp on for mood. And I was like, that's fucking stupid. She bought it at Spencer's Gifts. She's like, oh, it's so cool. She used to burn incense all the time.
Yeah, sounds like a cool broad.
She was kind of cool, but she's real clingy.
I've fucked with the lava lamps on. Jesus.
Like, yeah. You stare at the lava lamp, you're like, yeah.
No. I just had them on. I've always had multiple lava lamps.
You're really into lava lamps, huh?
Yeah. Well, I like trippy lights. I used to have, like, a disco light in my room that made fucking colors, like, go all over, like, rolling colors. I used to, like, just drop acid and stay in my room.
If you ever lost your cell phone, take a trip.
And then I would fucking watch those Beyond the Mind's Eye, those old computer-generated, like, videos. Just, like, different CG back in the day. Old VHS cassettes of that I actually purchased.
Vice has a cartoon that came out this week that, It's an animated show.
Oh, with the little guy. The kid, the kids.
Oh, really?
Town or whatever.
And they're doing acid and shit. It was funny.
No, they did mushrooms.
Oh, shrooms. Yeah, it was shrooms. You're right. You're right. What was it called? Xenotown? And
that's where they used to say they went every night.
Yeah, and they were just going a trip in the woods. It's true. That's mean,
speaking
though.
Speaking of Vice.
They locked the kid in the room.
Did you see their...
You can show how
sorry. No, go ahead. Did you see their documentary on the Syrian civil war?
Yes,
I've seen every.
That is some harsh shit.
Yeah, the Congo one. That's the one on Central African Republic. They just finished it last weekend, and you can watch the whole thing in one now. It's pretty good. It's pretty.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the new one. Yeah, and then they were doing.
Oh, I think I'm missing, like, two parts.
Yeah. The Ukraine one, that guy that looks like KDK, he's fucking pretty cool, man. He's got balls.
I don't know what KDK looks like.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, that one guy with the glasses.
I know
of
him. Yeah. I always hear you motherfuckers talk about him, but I've never listened.
He looks like, he does look like KDK. Bass, go look at him.
I think I've talked to him one time.
Probably at some point. You called him on a Saturday, yeah.
It's on the Vice.
Vice, yeah. He's like the dispatch out in Russia right now. He's been out there since the Sochi Olympics. He went to the Sochi Olympics and then he went to Ukraine to cover that. He's there right now. We're still holding for United, damn it.
Yeah, we're still a little.
I'm really over it. Now I'm invested. We'll do another prank in the meantime. Sorry, guys.
Invest in the new.
Yeah, put the Peoria Sports Complex. It's the spring training facility of Mariners and the Padres.
Okay.
It's right outside of Phoenix. All right. If you just scroll up a little bit and chat.
That's their number.
Yeah. I don't know what we could say.
Peoria. All right.
We could tell them that we got hit by a line drive foul.
Fucking 1 in the afternoon, cracking my third beer.
Nice.
Just crippled getting drunk off the government's dime.
You're welcome, Matt. My tax dollars at work.
Taxes.
Thank you for calling Peoria Sports Complex. Can you hold, please?
No.
You cannot?
No.
What can I help you with?
Well, did you need to go? Is that what's wrong? Something matter?
Buy them today.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yep, what can I help you with?
Nougat?
Reward travel. On vacation in no.
I'm sorry?
You guys have the spring training baseball there?
We do.
Yeah, well, listen, I was going by and a ball came by and it landed right at my feet. What the fuck, man?
Excuse me?
I was going by, and a baseball landed right by my feet, like right in front of me, in front of my feet. What the fuck, man? Who did it?
I think it was Robinson Cano.
flight. Yeah,
get a home run.
Can you transfer me to him, please?
Traveler passes and daily.
I can give you a telephone number for the clubhouse if you'd like to call there.
The clubhouse. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
My symbol on your next flight.
All right, motherfucker.
That's impolite.
I know.
Goodbye.
That was the point. Yeah.
New yet. Is the one place still on fucking hold?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
So it's actually the clubhouse, huh?
Yeah. Great. Ask for that guy, whoever it is. The baseball player.
He's the Mariners' new second baseman.
Sorry, the person you were trying to reach does not have a valid voice mailbox on our system. Goodbye.
That sucks. At least we got the number. I'll try it again.
Let me tell you how much he got signed for. Let me just look this up real quick.
Hey, if you figure out when they... Well, spring training's over, right?
No, it's one more week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, is Robinson Cano available?
No, he's probably on the way to the game. We're playing on the road at 12, so he's probably
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah, he told us to call him. We're going to meet at the... Barnes and Nobles for some action.
What are you talking about?
For some action.
Yeah. What does that mean?
The gay men meet in the restrooms at the bookstore.
He asked for his stuff. He told us to call him here. That's awesome, dude. You could get a hold of him. If we would have called earlier, probably would have been able to talk to him.
He's on the road.
Okay, let me tell you how much this guy's making.
A lot, probably.
They signed him to a $240 million 10-year contract.
Fuck.
He's making $24 million bucks a year.
He's set, man. He's set like fucking A-Rod.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's hitting like over 600 in spring training.
Well,
save that number.
Yeah, save that.
I got to save that.
It's only good for another week, but...
And the Padres next are there, year. Too, so...
Oh, there you go.
You're still going to be fucking with people next year. When you
partner with US I heard the Dodgers are fucking nuts now. They got a higher payroll than the Yankees. What the fuck, man? That's something.
Wow.
Yankees, people always say, oh, Yankees, all they do is buy massive contracts for players. And apparently the Dodgers are up to something crazy now, salary-wise. Here's a place called Tovurra Castle. Yeah. There's a castle.
Want to earn miles faster? Apply for the
and we're still on hold with U.S. Airways.
Castle?
Yeah. The only airline that's ever lost my luggage, U.S. Airways. Fuck them.
Plus, you'll earn miles every time you
never happened in my life except for them once. When I was on my way to a wedding. Not my wedding, thankfully, but a wedding.
At mostmiles.com.
Hello, and thank you for your interest in Tovurra Castle at Carraro Heights. You have reached the Tovurra Carraro Society's recorded information line.
Oh, fuck you.
What was that place?
Tovurra Castle.
What, a castle?
Yeah, they have tours. Let me see what they're about.
It reminds me of that. I was watching Borat when he's in his hotel room and he's going,
King of the Castle. King of the Castle. Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines, dude.
Do this.
He's like, look at me. I have a chair.
Do that. King of Castle.
Yeah. He was easily impressed. He was ready to stay in
by a chair.
Elevator. Or a fruit and cheese platter. Ah, that shit was really funny, man.
Yeah, you know it's back on FXX? The FX2, it's the second FX channel. They signed a contract with him, with Sacha Baron Cohen, and they brought back the old episodes, plus the ones in Britain that were never released in the States. They're showing those here now.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching those.
Yeah, it's on FXX. But apparently he's going to be doing a new show after these air.
So, oh, cool. Yeah, I don't get that FX, but I've been downloading the torrents.
There you go.
Arr! You're a pirate.
.com/app for more information. You reached the Mikey Theater in Lucky Man Productions. Tonight we have Umphies McGee.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Thank you.
Buy them today. Buying
say
miles is an easy way to reach
Don't
your travel goals.
Listen to a Rogan podcast and Hannibal Buress was talking about opening for that
no
band
time.
One time.
To buy miles, just
really?
Visit
yeah.
I haven't heard Rogan in a while.
To reach this message, we are either on the other line or helping a customer. Please do not leave a message here for what will not be answered.
Whoa. It will not be answered.
Whoa! That's
whoa.
Not that.
And we're
damn,
needs,
dude.
I need the clank noise after that.
Yeah. Straight up.
Clank.
Should have done. I don't have it in front of me, though. I can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would.
Listen to the Rogan podcast.
Plus, the monthly
like,
Go-Go Traveler passes and daily Wi-Fi passes.
Fucking 3 hours at a time.
Yeah, it's been a while since I have. I've been behind on my podcast. Anyway, hey.
US Airways
I got nothing but time, buddy.
Wi-Fi to learn more.
Yeah. Christchurch Lutheran.
I was born in Christ Hospital.
Thank you for calling Christ Church Lutheran and Christ Lutheran School. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30. Christ Church Lutheran and Christ Lutheran School. This is Jennifer.
God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Good. You're not going to say it back to me?
Well, God bless you, too. How can I help you today?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm eating a nougat candy bar. It's really good.
You're what?
Eating a nougat candy bar.
I don't have anything like that.
No, I am eating one. I am right now.
Okay. So what can I help you with today?
I'm on hold with U.S. Airways to book a flight, and they're really taking a long time.
Dividend miles
you hear them on the hold?
Your current status will be extended through March
30th. I don't know if you've called the correct number.
This
who are you calling for?
Christchurch Lutheran.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And who did you wish to speak with?
What was your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Yeah, with Jennifer.
And what can I? How can I help you today? Which way can I direct your call?
I'm bored.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't help you with that.
I want to kiss you all over your body and lick on your clitoris. She's like, gross.
She's going to be at home tonight with her lame husband.
Yeah.
I got the most obscene phone call today. He was talking about
U.S. Airways to learn
more. Airlines kissing me all over. This fiend must be stopped.
Desert Voyagers, this is Chris.
Yeah, you guys do the voyages into the desert machine?
Do the what?
You guys do voyages into the desert machine?
Show how much you value them.
Into the desert machine?
Yeah.
Dividend miles business.
Or do you do that voyages into the desert?
Yeah, the desert machine.
Sure.
Yeah,
what are you looking to do?
My dog Haas passed away, and it was his last wish to be buried in the desert alone with his brethren, like his animal brethren and stuff.
Hi,
right.
Trent, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you today?
I need to book a flight to for Phoenix versus New York. I need to book tickets for Phoenix versus New York Knicks, Phoenix Suns versus New York Knicks.
I'm sorry?
I need a book of tickets for Phoenix.
Okay, I can't book Knicks tickets. I can only book flights.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but they said I could book tickets through you. This is the U.S. Airways Center that they're going to be playing at.
No, this is international reservation.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, international people call to reserve tickets for the game. Come on! Come on, shit, damn it. Come on.
Nougat.
Oh, yeah, also, yeah, I need... Oh, you got it in, Elise. Thank God.
Oh, man. I was just biting my tongue. I gotta say nougat. Yeah. I gotta say nougat. Oh, shit.
Well, I guess we won't call there again either, because fuck. I held that long for that. Shit. Let's call back the guy about the desert machines. He seemed more promising than U.S. Air.
Yeah.
You can just tell him that you're sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a sheet of them. This product may contain cancer stickers like Brad got.
All right.
So I'm going to put them on kids' things, too.
Oh, we got to tell this guy Nougat. Oh, shit, I forgot.
Luana?
Yeah, do you guys allow Nougat candy bars when I go on the trip?
You allow what?
Do you allow Nougat candy bars when I come on the trip on one of the bookings?
Like, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you had allergy-sensitive requests or anything like that.
Not usually, so...
Okay, yeah, so anyway, my dog Haas, he died, and his last wish was to be buried in the desert, so I wanted you guys to be my guide, and we were going to go out to the desert, and I'm going to bring a tent, a few gallons of water, some hot stones, and we're going to light a fire inside the tent and get all in like a sweat tent, you know?
Yeah.
And Matt's got some peyote and poppers. We'll take those, right. And we'll sweat it out in there, you know, we'll start seeing fucking shit and all that. And then then we come out, then we have the ceremony, and we bury Haas in the desert and put the hot we'll put the hot stones around him, you know?
Right.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so
Alright, well, yeah, just let me know what date you guys are looking for.
This weekend, motherfucker.
Let's see... nothing this weekend. Maybe next week?
Okay, next week. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Is there peyote just growing out there and shit that we can just cut down?
Yeah. Yep.
No, seriously.
I need a credit card from you guys.
For the peyote? That just grows.
For the trip.
Okay. 194...
We're gonna take a trip, man. Sorry, I was just getting in the pop. Oh, shit. I really was.
Did you try your poppers yet, Matt?
Yeah, I just hit him right now. He was nice. Like, Matt's got peyote and poppers. And I was like, all right. Yeah, I do have
poppers. Yes, I do. All right, cool.
Hey, I put the number for the Phoenix Zoo.
Ooh, yeah. Let's see what their poppers policy is.
Maybe we can feed Nougat to the monkeys.
Oh,
Nougat,
yeah.
Poppers.
Nougat and poppers. Yeah, ask if you can get Matt. Ask if you can
do poppers and watch the monkeys.
Now, or stay on the line, and your call will automatically be transferred to our switchboard during regular hours. Otherwise, listen to the following options and press the number indicated for faster transferring you to the Phoenix Zoo.
Learn more about the natural world.
Are you sure it's safe for you to be sniffing stuff and you got brain issues? Lesions? You got brain lesions in your sniff. You're sniffing.
Phoenix Zoo, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, this is David. Can you transfer me to the monkey house, please?
Okay.
Post-haste.
Okay. Is anybody in particular you need to speak to? Or?
Sorry, can you say again? You've got I couldn't hear you. Your phone is breaking up.
Was there anybody in particular you need to speak to? Is this,
Yeah, we would like to speak with a monkey. Or the monkey tender.
You know the
man that...
You know the black guy there?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid you... No, I don't have anybody.
You don't have
anybody? I don't even pick up a phone
over there.
No black
people there.
In the monkey house, there's no black people. Imagine that. Yeah. Oh, also, yeah, can we feed Nougat? Shit! We gotta call her
bitch.
Back. As long as we get it in there while we talk to them, we're okay.
Yeah. It's okay to
call the Phoenix Zoo. Para Espanol, the plane is seis, uno, dos, tres. If you know the zoo extension you need, please enter it now or stay on the line and your call will automatically be.
Oh, I had eight, not zero. Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Phoenix Zoo job hotline. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, fuck. I hit the wrong number. I'm watching CNN live and there's a big orange penis being lowered into the water.
Why?
They're covering it live. I don't know what it is. But it's in a very small window, and I can't read what it says. I think it says Louisiana. Golden Meadow, Louisiana, and it's like this big orange dick that they're lowering into the water. Why would they do that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a giant underwater pussy.
Satellites. Well, I don't know. What would they be doing? Where the fuck is it? Something like that. If they're going to go.
They let the monkeys near the phones.
Yeah. Why are they doing this in Louisiana? Are they stupid or something? Like, okay, we can find something. We're going to look in Louisiana. Someone has a theory.
Yeah, we'll practice first in for a couple days in Louisiana.
Someone has a theory that it's.
Thank you for calling the Phoenix Zoo. Para Espanol, primeros uno dos tres. If you know the zoo extension,
transferring you to the Phoenix Zoo.
According to this, Ted Turner has a theory that the plane crashed into off of Louisiana in the Gulf.
So he's got a gun.
Yeah, he's paying for it.
Are you a member of the Phoenix Zoo? Did you know a zoo membership
that's
was
not true. I can't back that up.
After two or three visits? If you're already a member, thanks for your continued support.
I'm making that up. That's not true.
Our not-for-profit, non-tax-supported zoo could not exist without you.
That'd be funny, though. Ted Turner. I know it's there, motherfucker. You know Ted Turner smokes a joint every day?
Phoenix Zoo, this is me. How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to feed the nougat candy to the monkeys.
You want me to transfer you over to the monkeys?
Yeah. About the nougat?
I don't believe you have the right place. Are you sure you're calling the Phoenix Zoo?
Yeah, I'm calling the Phoenix Zoo, and I fed Three Musketeers nougat candy bar to one of the monkeys. And he kind of laid down and held his stomach a little bit. And I got scared and I ran away. But I want to tell them that I did it. I don't know if it does something to the monkey. Maybe they have a nougat. They can't harvest this nougat. He ate the whole fucking thing. He's fucking crazy.
We have the police here, so they are on their way over to go
to
where you're at.
Check the monkey? Can they check the monkey?
No, where you are at, because you're laughing, and I can hear someone else laughing behind you.
I'm not laughing.
And that is not right.
That's Matt.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Laugh track Matt.
Yeah, we were smoking drugs in the zoo. It's just to have more fun.
Thank you.
It's more fun that way. And then
you
should
do that at San Diego Zoo. And, you know, that would be awesome.
Oh, hey, I punched the monkey, too.
Oh, that's great. You should have jumped into the tiger exhibit.
Oh wow!
Oh no, the tiger. That'd be stupid.
You're gonna feed me the lions like a Roman would a slave, like a Roman would a Christian. Is that what you're trying to say?
Thank you. Guys have a good day.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I'm putting that down.
Yeah, I'm thanking my monkey right now.
Fucking Jewish zoo.
Trying to kill all the Christians for monkeys.
We're smoking drugs, Matt, and we got all loopy.
You might want to do that.
Hey, monkey, eat this candy bar. Oh, shit. That monkey's the monkey's like, oh.
You should call the San Diego Zoo and say the other zoo said they had a pro drug smoking policy.
Yeah, actually, they did say that. All right. San Diego Zoo is a nice zoo, I think. Isn't it one of the nicer ones?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like one of the world class zoos.
San Diego Zoo. Let me get a number here.
There's a pretty nice free one in Chicago.
Chicago Zoo?
Lincoln Park Zoo.
You should call the Taronga Zoo in Sydney, Australia. That's one of the world famous zoos.
Did you say the Toronto Zoo in Sydney?
Taronga.
You did say Toronto.
Thank you for calling the Wealth Resort. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Uh-oh.
Please wait while I transfer
you. Oh, that's San Diego Zoo Package Resort Getaways. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
What a bunch of scammer scams.
That's how they get you.
You know what? I'm going to call them. Let's call them first. Bring up Nougat and then tell them that I'm pissed off that they came up. They're scamming the system.
Thank you for calling the Wealth Resort. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
You could start to get to the monkey house to be
Hi, good morning. This is Iris at the San Diego Resort Getaway on a recorded line. How may I help you?
Yeah, listen, thank God that I got a hold of you. Listen, I was at the zoo, and me and Matt were at the zoo, and we were smoking drugs, and we had like a bunch of candy bars and stuff. For when we got the munchies and Cheez-Its, and then I was feeding Cheez-Its to the monkeys, and they really liked it. And then I gave one of them one of those nougat candy bars, you know, like a Three Musketeers.
Okay.
And the monkey was like, oh, like that, and he laid down and put his hands on his belly.
You said that you took drugs in the San Diego Zoo, is that what you're saying?
No, 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 I gave him a candy bar, the monkey, I gave him a candy bar.
You gave the monkey a candy bar full of drugs?
No, it was the Three Musketeers.
Oh, I see, okay. Well, sir, this is the San Diego Resort Getaway on a recorded line.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't exactly sure what you were looking for.
Oh, well, I was looking up San Diego Zoo and you guys came up, motherfucker. Why?
Okay, so you didn't realize that you called the San Diego Resort Getaway on a recorded line?
I'll tell you what, I put
through, what's up with
I put in San Diego Zoo on my Google phone, and you came up with the first phone number, and you're not even the zoo on a recorded line.
Oh, okay, well, not a problem, sir, just Google it. Google customer service for the zoo, pertaining your concern.
Google's a recorded line, too. And so is this phone, and I'm on a recorded line.
Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
I'm going to report you.
How about your recorded line?
Sure.
Do it.
Thank you.
Can't talk about big data because of all these recordings.
Yeah, she's got a point. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that I'm giving hurting the animals. All right.
Big data, yo. Everybody's recording the lines.
Everyone's busy and recording lines today.
And the NSA is recording it, too. There's so many recordings of this right now.
She kept bringing up a recorded line. Recorded line.
Yeah,
recorded
line. Like that was supposed to. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey,
when the grand jury hears that, they're going to have my ass.
Baz, can you Mixler this on the Madhouse account so I can explain? Like Bill Mann's in the chat room. He doesn't realize. There's a new mixer.
All right, hold on. Let me do that real quick.
Thanks. Simulcast me, at least for a little bit.
So it'll be recorded again.
What? Yes.
It'll be recorded yet again.
On a recorded line of a recorded line. Yeah.
Of a recorded line.
That's also being recorded. All right. Town and Country. I don't know what they sell there. They're right next to the shoe shop.
I remember Town and Country surf gear back in the 80s.
TNC? Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the surfing wristbands or the skating wristbands? I used to have one of those.
I never wristband.
Was it GNS? Yeah. GNS had
GNS
these...
Skateboards was the company.
Yeah. Well, GNS, there were GNS straps, I remember, you could get.
Huh.
They were like these straps. I don't know what were they. They were supposed to be for surfboards. I could have sworn. I don't know.
Oh, maybe like so. If it hurt, it'd be like ankle strap, though, I think.
Yeah, but people used to wear them on their arms all the time, on their hands. I used to have two. I had a green and a red. Hey, motherfucker, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, Town and Country.
Yes.
Do any of these places have nougat candy bars in them?
Pardon me.
Do any of these places have nougat candy bars in them? I'm in the parking lot right now. You see me over here? Or I'll honk my horn.
We're the management office. I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Yeah, me, Matt, and Baz, we're here. We're hot boxing in the car. We're smoking pot, a lot of weed. She's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I don't see you.
But the nougat thing continues. So far. It hasn't been every call, but every place.
Funny to me.
Good morning, Town and Country.
Do you see me out here? Or I'll honk my horn.
I don't know who you are.
Huh?
You can honk all you want. I don't see you, and I'm not going to see you.
Are you not at the parking lot? You're not in the same plaza? I would think the management office would be in the plaza. I'm in a mood for pancakes. I wish you could order pancakes for delivery.
Oh, that sounds good.
But you can't. I don't know anywhere.
I like that Eve's dad calls pizzas immigrant pancakes.
Okay. Phoenix Fishing Supply. Yeah. You got a website? Do they really? No, they don't.
Your website.
Their posted website is something that makes no sense.
this website's under construction.
Now you
like GIF.
All right, boss. We're simulcasting now.
Yeah, just got the notice on the old iPad.
Good afternoon, Petey. Fishing.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. What can I help you with, sir?
What is the best fishing line to strangle a wild monkey?
For what?
To strangle a wild monkey.
Bring your reel in. We'll go. What are you fishing for? Also,
nougat candy bars.
Pardon me?
Nougat candy bars.
Okay. All right.
Motherfucker.
Hey, does that make good bait? Nougat bait.
Yeah, supposedly.
Probably catch you with it, you fat fuck.
Supposedly. That's like a thing talked
about.
Funny
guy, man. Come on in and we'll talk.
Hey, I'm an expert fisherman. I'm a master baiter.
I figured. Okay, come up with some better ones than that. We've heard all these.
I want to know if the fishermen are really talking about the nougat.
I got to run, guy. I got time to get this around.
Hey, motherfucker.
I'll suck your dad's dick.
Something that came up. Nougat.
You there, buddy?
All right. Sexy boy.
Morgan Spurlock has a new show on CNN.
Ah.
I'm watching the commercial without the music. The audio.
Liked his whatever.
Tonight at 10.
30 days.
Yeah, he's on CNN now. Tonight at 10. I might have to watch that.
Phoenix Fishing?
Yeah, I had let me try one. One good one, okay? Did you hear?
Hey, you're coming in all fuzzy right now.
Did you hear?
Hello? Your line's all broken up.
Did you hear?
Hello?
Did you hear about it?
I can't hear. Your line's all broken up. We got a bad connection.
Fuck you, you fucking liar. You fucking motherfucker. You smell like tuna.
Nougat.
Thank you, Ben.
Try him again. Maybe it'll be a better connection.
Nah,
he's
lying.
Some kind of good fish joke.
He's lying. I forgot what I was going to. I was just going to say something crude. Did you hear?
Phoenix Fishing.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Oh, don't give my number out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is that really your callback number?
Nope. It comes up as... That's someone else's number I'm spoofing.
Good afternoon, Petey Fishing.
Don't do that. Don't give out the number like that, okay?
Hey, you hung up on me, man.
I know, but don't just start...
I got a store full of people, guy. I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, you're busy, too. Sure. Oh, so many people fishing this time of year, I bet.
Let us talk to a customer. Put a customer on the phone.
We're calling from corporate office. We have a
survey. So what can I help you with? Come on.
We're calling from the corporate office.
About nougat.
All right, goodbye.
Motherfucker.
That's some complaints.
See, I told you, everyone's busy today.
Yeah, what the economy's turning around, man.
Apparently in Phoenix, is just booming.
Yeah.
Man. It's just off the chain.
Yeah. Hey, I put a couple of Indian restaurants in Phoenix.
All right.
They seem like they get angry. I got new luggage yesterday. The one's pretty cool. It, like, stands up and rolls up four wheels. So I can kind of lean on it. It's big. I like your loops.
Thanks, man. I'm
sitting here doing, like, little ankle pumps to it.
Ankle. Work out that ankle. I'm doing the same thing. Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Chicken bomber.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes.
One chicken tandoori.
Well, your phone number.
Oh, fuck, really? I gotta give it to you? All right, hang on. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. One chicken tandoori.
Half or full?
Full.
What's your name?
Cross.
Again?
Cross.
Okay, what, four tandoori chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
One nougat.
One what?
Nougat.
What the fuck is a nougat?
You don't have nougat? Okay, never mind. I'm sorry if you don't have it. I'm sorry. One banchod.
Oh, you want Pancho? Go find your sister.
Yeah, bring your mother chode over here. I'm going to chode her right in front of you in the restaurant.
Come over here and do that. Show me, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Can't do shit.
I'm doing it now. I'll give your mom poppers to loosen up her asshole.
Is it a bunch of mother.
Mother chode, yeah.
Hear that? Motherfucker.
It's Nougat with chocolate getting poured all over.
He got mad about Nougat. He was like, what the fuck is that?
He goes, what the fuck is that?
How do you talk to a customer? Like, what the fuck is that? It's bad business. Have you ever had any trouble with Skype, Carlito?
Hello? Nougat!
Hello?
Nope. Yes, I have. And I know you and Brad at the same time. Sometimes Skype goes through and audits shit, I think, and maybe they hit you guys for some reason.
They're like, these people are calling way too many people to pop.
Yeah. But then again, this account that I use, I only log into it when I do a show, really, so maybe that helps out with it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that might help out. So I would say that. Maybe you guys just keep a personal Skype account and then have another one for pranking. That's what I do. It's been working for me since the last time I got banned, like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
So, I think he's talking about leaving Skype entirely.
Well, yeah, because Brad's got the whole asterisk server thing going on. He's basically his own PBX now, and he's got a pretty good thing going on. So he, but that's
seen
different
some
level
other,
shit.
Like things to use that are like Skype.
Yeah, when I get a house, I'll try to do that because then I'll have the space. I'm in a really small space right now, but when I have my own place, I'll try to do that. I'll get a new machine and I'll see if Brad can help me out. I'll do the VoIP thing, you know.
Cool.
Might be a good alternative. Probably the best idea, you know, because someone wants to trace you or something, it'd probably have to. Well, I don't know. Then you'd be the one getting subpoenaed.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, what I also think, I think Skype and Microsoft might have a pretty good deal with law enforcement. Where if they get a complaint about a Skype call, they just shut it out really quick. That might be why too. They might have changed those rules. So I don't know.
Yeah, they might just be fuck it, just kill it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can't even call and yell at anybody. You're typing like an idiot, some Indian.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
I remember one day I was like, you are very bad at your business. You're stealing my money. I'm so hot and angry.
Yeah. It's bullshit, man, when they do that. They seem to do it whenever you buy new credit, too. That's what happened to you, Brad, and me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out at 30 bones. I think he's out at 60 or 70.
I was at 40.
Wow. So they take your order and then ban you.
Yeah, I had just gotten...
They just banned me.
Yeah, what happened? You guys were rude to me? What happened?
Hello?
What happened? You guys being rude over there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, and?
Yeah, so?
Come over here, huh?
I'm on my way. I'm on my way now.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's exactly...
Hey, what's gonna happen when we get there?
I'll kick your fucking ass. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we're gonna feed you nougat. Yeah, force feed you nougat.
You're too pussy to come over here anyway.
I'm on my way, I said.
Hey, get your ass over here then, you pussy
ass. Hey, shut up.
I'm in the parking
now.
Shut up. I'm in the parking now, smoking drugs.
What?
I'm in the parking now. Come outside, motherfucker.
No, come in the kitchen, motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You have knives. You're a cheating fucking Indian.
He's in the kitchen like a lady.
That's for women in the kitchen.
What?
That's for women in the kitchen. That's the problem with Indian men. They're pussies. You're cooking like a woman, cleaning and everything? Clean the toilet?
Like a monkey? Answering phones like a broad.
Oh, fuck you, white boy.
Poncho, you Betty Chode.
Bring your redneck ass over here, motherfucker.
You owl.
Yeah. You son of an owl.
Son of an owl.
Yeah.
He is not the blood of his father.
Your mother?
Throw my shoe at you.
I fucked your mother like a dog from behind, and she gave birth in the streets like a dog.
That chapter. He sounded way too like he was just leaning, like, whatever,
man. Like, fucking white boy, man.
Then he was kind of on the verge of just losing it, too.
Yeah. Trying to poke
him. Maybe the next one will push him over the edge.
All right, let's try it. Let's put that to the theory. Theory to the test, I should say.
The tipping point. Matt, you can do it.
Oh, I can send him crazy?
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's not the same number, is it?
No, it's not. Oops.
I think it's 8181.
Yeah, hang on. It's this one.
My other Skype accounts are there. I just can't call phones from them.
There you go.
Hey!
Hello?
I'm the redneck that's gonna beat you up, knucklehead.
What?
What? I'm gonna make you eat nougat. Nougat, you son of an owl. Yeah. Are you ready to fight?
I'm gonna take my shoe off and throw it at you. And throw a shoe at you.
We're out in the parking lot, ready to scrap.
Yeah, we're in the parking lot. Come on, motherfucker.
It's a very busy road for some reason.
It's a very busy day, yeah, you get sense.
For some reason, I thought you might just go to the elevator sound effects.
I gotta get an elevator. You're right.
You should do an elevator call.
Yeah. You know what? Let me try to get the elevator phone line. You know the elevator working elevator lines you can call.
I used to have one, but it never answered in my old building.
I found one that would answer, but whenever I'd call it. Only the first time I tried to do it, I actually got someone on there. Elevator phone prank, maybe? Where was it? I had this saved somewhere. There was one time, the first time I called it, and some girl was in it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, hit the button, I think. And I was like, no, there's a gas there's a gas leak. Did someone fart in here? And she's like, oh, my God. And like she left. See if I can find it. I'm looking. Bear with me, folks. I think it was off of... post in the PLA forums, I could have sworn.
Yeah, I don't know how if those numbers are still good. I tried calling a bunch of those elevator numbers.
Most of them aren't,
a month ago.
Yeah, most of them aren't, but the one that I tried, it did work because I could hear it working, but no one was talking back at me. You can access the phone lines. Hang on. Okay, hang on. All right. Supposedly, this is in a hotel. Let's see if this still works. Don't forget, we got to bring up nougat.
I won't forget nougat.
Just get that out of the way,
right? Riviera Hotel and Casino Reservation Department. Please listen carefully to the following options. For general hotel information, please select 1 now.
I need extensions.
To review, update, or book an individual reservation, please select 2
the
now.
Elevator.
I'm sorry, I did not recognize your selection. Boy. Please select from the options provided. Please listen carefully to the following options. For general hotel information, please select 1 now.
No.
To review, update, or book an individual reservation, please select 2 now.
No.
To reserve a group of 10 or more rooms, please select 3 now. If you are attending a group or convention and need to book a reservation, please select 4 now.
Neither, none of those.
I'm sorry, I did not recognize your selection. What? Please select from the options provided.
All right, forget it. Never mind. I give up. Someone was calling in from that area code. Someone was calling us back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't put it through, though. Let it go to voicemail.
Call it back. Call it back. See what it's all about.
It's probably that angry Indian guy. Yeah, it is.
It is. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, did you call me from this number?
Yeah, I called you. Where you at, motherfucker? I thought you were outside.
Yeah, I've been out here waiting. That's my. I'm honking my horn.
Bullshit.
Matt, tell them where we are.
We're in the parking lot by that one truckie thing. Yeah. Don't you hear the horn? You want to fight, son of owl?
He actually went into the parking lot looking for us. What a dumb
it cracks me up to no end that they're so enraged. Yeah. And, you know, they're just like holding the cordless phone out in the parking lot angry, like, where are you at,
motherfucker? Where are you at, motherfucker?
Just screaming to nothing.
Oh, man. Okay. I had a hotel I wanted to try. Where to go? Hotel! Oh, shit. Let me try to search for it. Oops. Typed it on the wrong computer.
Yeah. That happens when you're fancy and have dual computers.
Dual computers, yeah. It's my fault.
Oh.
All right.
I got the Madhouse chat running. Another one. Another of my little netbook here.
Yeah.
Doing all right. I got two other computers I could have up and running too, actually.
Oh, I can't play this. This is the end of the show song.
I know that track. What is that? MF Doom?
Hooray, this is Jade. How may I help you?
Yeah, it's MF Doom. Hey, do you guys have candy bars there, right? Like nougat bars?
I'm sorry, sir?
You guys have candy nougat bars there? For the guests?
In what city and state, sir? In
Phoenix, Arizona. Where are you? Are you in the call center machine?
Sir, actually, you're calling from the central reservation.
You're fucking stupid.
I'm sorry, sir, but the call is...
the gears are turning or a little fucking rodent.
Please hold on. I'm going to transfer you to the Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, sexy. Okay.
Ooh, you're hot.
Hey.
Dude, her thing, she was just thinking, like, ugh.
Fucking pussy.
Your mom.
Hey.
We're here now.
Hey, boy.
He called you a pussy, man.
I don't want to fight an Indian. Where the fuck?
Did he call him or did he call you?
He called and I added him to the conference.
And he just said, fucking pussy.
He's still looking for you.
And I'm waiting to be transferred.
Why is all the aggression coming at me?
Because you laugh, that's why.
Oh.
They're like, fuck you for laughing, motherfucker.
I'm going to fuck you up now.
I'm going to nougat you.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, nougat head, how you doing?
Okay, is there any particular location? Is it in East Van Buren?
In the back door.
Yeah, East Van Buren.
That's the one.
Okay, that's 6823.
So what?
Please call the hotel.
Transfer us.
Transfer us, motherfucker.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, sir. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
My dialing wand. I'm too fast.
You're calling the central reservation, sir. That's why I'm giving you the...
Where's central reservation? In India?
For you to check for the hotel.
Are you in India?
Do you speak Tagalog?
No.
Are you Filipina?
I'm sorry, sir, but we are not allowed to say...
Do you have a peck-peck?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand you.
The peck-peck, you know, do you have that?
I'm sorry, sir, but,
In case of a fast pickup, we ask you to let us know that you're not a voicemail system, so you need to press 1 to take this call.
Okay, I'm not hearing any response
Wait.
Where you at, pussy? Yeah, pussy, where you at, pussy? Motherfucker. This is shit.
Sir, if you're not going to stop for saying those words, I'm going to release this call. In 10 minutes.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Fucking pussy.
Okay, bye, sir. Is there anything that I can help you with?
No, don't go. Don't go yet. I've got an angry Indian man.
Oh, Nougat Boy hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
This man is angry because we stuck a Nougat candy bar in his ass.
And it got stuck.
He got stuck on there, yeah.
Matt tried to pull it out, and it was painful because it had the peanuts sticking out.
Yeah, the coat hanger got all cut them. It was a whole thing, you know? I thought a coat hanger little hook.
He's irate now. Keeps calling us back all the time. Hello, ma'am.
Are you there, honey?
Don't be scared.
All right, whatever.
We'll protect you from the angry man.
I let her go. She's had enough. I like that Indian dude just calling back in and curses out at random. Where are you, fucking pussy? Where are you, pussy?
You fucking pussy. Oh, shit. Oh, that was good. All right. I liked that.
I got the number for the place she was trying to transfer us to, but couldn't figure it out.
She said if you want to be transferred,
yeah,
and then just gave you the number.
Yeah, and then said she couldn't talk to us.
Yeah.
It's going super 8.
Hey, boy, how are you?
It's fine.
That's good. Is it nice and clean over there? You got nice, clean hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want you to feed me nougat in my room. Some candy bar with nougat. I want you to squeeze it in your hand like shit and smear it all over my face and my beard and put it in my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you from India? Are you Banchud?
Who the fuck is this and what the fuck do you want?
I need Banchud. Banchud?
Hello, sir.
Sir.
I think he's a colored man.
Are you colored? That was stupid. Smeared in my beard.
Nougat beats once. Nougat.
I think I'm going super 8.
Smeared in my beard.
You know what? We got color ID. You want to call the police?
What's the number, motherfucker?
Okay, for so the Nougat call.
Okay, all. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm flaunting in your face. You can't trace shit, motherfucker. Come on, trace me, bitch.
Do it, boy. I'm going to take a piss while I'm waiting.
Take that.
Okay, I guess he's like, whatever.
Nougat.
Hey, boy.
Nougat.
You trace us yet, motherfucker?
You think a tracer can stop me? Nougat.
All right, enough of him. It's really ridiculous. I'm really ridiculous with the shit today. Nougat and a train whistle. And
it's fun, dude.
Fucking get it. Whatever.
It's fun.
Here it is. I'm in tiny chat now. I can see you.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun just to be stupid, you know?
Yeah, make like Matt.
Balls, be stupid.
Yeah. Look at the shirt, Carlito.
Let me see.
With Bart Simpson with the pixels out of one of the twins, and he's wearing a skateboard that says, suck my deck.
Nice. Suck my deck.
Be in his mouth to suck my deck. And she's all dick. Pixeled out. How cool is that?
I like that. Where'd you get that? Online, obviously, but what like...
Yeah, some... maybe Karma Loop or something.
And you got a Christmas tree and a turkey. And a Thanksgiving
and a poop
turkey.
On the Christmas tree.
Alright. Cool,
did
man.
Did you see you, Brad made these for me?
Yeah, I heard that he had sent those to you. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
So
I want one of those. I love Matt too, so that'd be...
Oh. He sent me many. I'll give you one.
Alright, cool. We'll do it. Alright, I'll buy them from him anyway. Alright, I'm done with that Motel 6. Let me go head back into the
I want to call Barnes & Noble. I want to do some of those again. Baz.
Yeah, Barnes, those were fun.
And Noble. Yeah, what time is it? Three? Did I start it? What time did I start my time? One, right? One-ish? So I've been on for two.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, let me go stretch out. Oh, shit, the Indian guy's calling. Well, let's get him on the line, and then I'm going to take a break. Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
We're out here. Okay, whatever. All right, I'm going to save that cast number just because he's fun to talk to. He's not super angry, though. Not yet. He's just kind of goofy. Okay, so I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to go unleash the lizard real quick in the bathroom, and I don't know what else I'll do. Get some water, more water.
Should do it on there.
No, God, you do that. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too embarrassed to do that. It's like, oh, they can hear my penis. No, I don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about it. Can you tell how small a cock is by the sound of the piss?
Can you? I don't know.
You were saying that when I was pissing. I'm like, oh, man.
Maybe you can. All right. I'll be right back, guys.
Hang on. Play some shit?
Yeah, I'm going to play some shit. Yep. You guys will be able to hear it. You should be.
I'm going to take a piss, too.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Yay. All right. Anyway, we're just talking about during the break. Matt's walking over there. Good for you, Matt.
Feeling good, man.
I used a treadmill yesterday for the first time since I broke my ankle on January 5th.
I told you how I fell on the one like 9 months ago.
Really?
Oh, shit. I was like, I'm doing all right. I'm going to get on the treadmill. It totally just fell and things going and I'm laying next to it like...
Oh, man.
Whoops. They had a fit. They were like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
I bet they were freaking out. Holy shit.
Yeah. It was just if my mom's
worked. Yeah. So, Baz, we got 7 listeners on the old Madhouse feed that aren't aware that we've made a change. Oh, man. Baz is... All right, so Baz is simulcasting on the Madhouse Mixer. I would hope this is... Well, for tomorrow's Madhouse nightly show, that'll be the last time we go on the Madhouse Mixer. So we'll retire that tomorrow night. But if you're listening, hey, man, come on. If you're listening to us on Mixler on the Madhouse, not the Prank Call Nation one, there's been a change. The network itself is now Prank Call Nation. The website is prankcallnation.com. Madhouse is just a show. So Madhouse is still here. MadhouseLive.com still exists. But for the network itself, if you want to tune in on Mixler, you need to add the account Prank Call Nation on Mixler. That's the main one. Baz, maybe you can put a comment in the
for I
that one. Okay, so several. People know. Okay, good. So, just a warning. I hope you're paying attention if you're not listening. Maybe you got it on in the background. I could do something to get your attention, I guess. I don't know.
Train whistle.
Yeah, well, I've been doing that all day. By now, it's like crying wolf, right?
Yeah.
All right, how about
I cry train whistle?
How about I'll play the emergency alert system? I'll do that. There's a 1980s version of it.
Let's take a break right here. We'll continue with more of Newsmakers in just a few moments.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
All right, you motherfucker, if you're listening now, there's a new Mixler account, and it's Prank Call Nation. All right? Are you paying attention now? Stupid.
Nugent.
Prank Call Nation. Yeah, you. The guy at work, scrambling to turn it down. All right, maybe that worked.
Here's loud goat noises, too.
Yeah. We'll play this, too. Yeah. That's a scary ass sound, man. Anyway, the announcement. Anybody who's using the Mixler account as after a Thursday night show, that's the Madhouse Mixler account is going to be banned forever from everything. I'm just telling you, if you love your Madhouse.
All right.
Hey, I've got a number for an angry old guy in Sheffield. Unc and I were on late last night just making some UK calls, and we called this guy, and he got really upset at us. So I don't know if you want to try calling that later.
Oh, yeah, sure. Were you in that conference last night? Because I was going to join the conference at Polkja and all that. But cool,
no, I was too late for that. So
Cool Rob was hosting it.
Fucking around.
Cool Rob was hosting it, and he wanted to add me, but didn't realize he had me blocked. So I kept trying to do join, and it kept saying you're blocked by this user. I'm like, all right, whatever.
And he's like, whatever, cowboy. Yeah. I don't know what I do.
Yeah, he's fucking.
He's the shit.
He's a hot mess, that guy.
I love drunken. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, it's like a negative.
Do you
want to
hear that? I've got a 2-minute prank. Do you want to hear that prank we made to that guy in the UK?
Yeah,
it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure. You want?
I'm gonna play it right now.
I'm gonna play it. All right, let me mute or stop the music here.
Hello?
Is that coming through?
Yep.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
Hi, this is David.
Oh, hang on. Pause it.
How are you doing this morning?
You paused it?
Yeah, for some reason I'm not...
No, you're good. This is the guy's calling. Hey, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Tough guy.
All right. Sorry. Oh. All right, start playing again. I just wanted to make sure we got it. I wanted to see if he talked. Yeah, sounds good, actually. Yeah, keep playing. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah?
Hi, this is David Snoswell. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
All right. What is it?
My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American traveler.
Yeah.
I've just landed
at Heathrow Airport. Can I put my husband
down? Yes, please.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah?
Hi, this is David Snoswell calling. I'm, calling to confirm that I will be at your residence in 30 minutes, and I hope you'll have my bedroom ready for me.
Hello?
Yes.
What are you on about?
Yeah.
What are you on about?
I was talking with your wife online yesterday, and I told her that
you were
traveling to the United Kingdom.
I don't know who you are, what your game is, but don't bother turning up here.
Sir, please.
Shut your mouth and listen. You are not coming here. You're not.
I'm on my way.
Shut up. Shut up and listen.
I'm on the cab right now, the taxi.
I don't care what you've got. You can have a fleet of taxis. You're not coming here because you don't belong here.
I would like
this is a private house.
Ready for me.
It's a private house.
You
are not staying nowhere. If you come here, you'll be going to hospital. Because that's what I was sending you.
Hey, you pillock.
Listen, cockeye.
You listen.
Shut up. Big mouth.
You listen to me.
You shut up, big mouth.
You penis.
Yeah, pillock.
Yeah, I'm going to Roger you in the...
Holy shit.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a whole bunch of calls and they were all pretty much duds, but then this guy just fucking went off.
This guy keeps calling.
I've got his number.
This guy keeps calling in and he keeps not saying anything. Hey, motherfucker. All right, whatever. I'm not going to answer anymore unless he says anything. He can leave a voicemail.
Yeah, the tracing machine is getting closer and closer.
Okay. It just needs to ping the line every now and then.
Yeah, return and get a lock.
Your window if I were you.
Yeah, return and get a lock on him. Keep trying. Oh!
Hey!
Did you get a lock on us yet?
Hey, faggot.
We're right over here.
Oh, let me call him. Shit.
Hello, stupid Indian restaurant.
He's calling. Yeah, busy because he's calling. What the fuck?
Oh! Oh!
I think he just thinks he's disrupting me constantly. He's like, I'll show him. Okay, anyway, do you guys want to call Lost German Shepherd, or is that too mean?
Oh, you can do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Alright. So
dogs need to eat nougat too.
Yeah. We'll say we fed it nougat. Started foaming at the mouth.
Too much nougat. jokes up the dog. I like how anytime we seem like we discuss what we're going to talk about, they don't seem to pick up.
Yeah. It sucks. Really. I guess it's just a jinx on prank calls.
Yeah.
Like if you do
like,
that.
Just you need to just call shit, not even like, what's this?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's true. You're right. That's why I don't plan my shows or anything. I never do.
Well, just, you know I don't.
Yeah, I know.
I don't
yeah.
have shit yeah. unless Tamagotchi sent me some
numbers. Yeah. I might gather a few numbers, but...
Yeah.
I literally just sit and go for whatever Lonesome has sent me or whatever...
Hello.
Boy, hey, honey. Did you find Dog? Did you find Fancy?
Hello?
Did you find Fancy yet? Did you find the dog?
Yeah, she's at the, I'll be right in. She's
what?
At the vet in UT.
Oh, you know, because I think I saw her yesterday. When did you lost her like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, we found her yesterday morning.
Yeah, yesterday morning I fed this German Shepherd, black German Shepherd, on Lone Oak Church. I was trying to get it to come to me, and I fed it a nougat candy bar, a Three Musketeers with nougat.
Uh-huh.
And it started foaming out the mouth and going crazy, and she started, like, she went into the dirt and started, like, scooting around in the dirt really weird. And she was like, woo, 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 woo.
Did this dog have on a black and red collar?
Yeah.
Okay, and you put her on one up?
I fed her a chocolate bar with nougat, and I guess then I found out you're not supposed to feed dogs chocolate.
Right.
It was having, like, a seizure. She was like, and she was, like, throwing dirt up in the air and onto her back and all that. She was like, she's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So I threw a rock and hit it right in the ass, and it went running away. And I guess probably showed up at the vet. Like, they found it then, right?
Well, we found her one time out. About 9:30, I don't know, around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was on my way to work at 7, and I encountered it. I gave her a chocolate bar to try to get to come with me. I was like, "Come here, honey, baby," like that, you know. And she was really friendly. And then when I ate the chocolate bar, I guess it was hungry. It started going crazy. It had like a seizure in front of me, and then I threw a rock at it, and it ran away. Into the woods, and you must have found it like a little bit later.
What?
I just wanted to be honest that I fed it a chocolate bar and it had a seizure, and I threw rocks at it and I hit it like 3 times. Your dog.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you calling and telling me.
All right.
I mean, we had no idea. We called for it and everything. What do you live on out through there?
Huh? I live on.
Don't tape it on your door.
I live on 1612 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Yeah.
Where is that from, the WW?
It's the new subdivision. I'm not sure. I just moved here recently. I don't know the area that well. But I know Lone Oak Church, and that's where I was. Yeah, and that dumb fucking dog, man.
Did I leave a flyer on your door?
What?
Did I leave a flyer on your door?
Did you leave a flyer on my door? No, probably not. No, I was out. I was out. I take long drives and I smoke marijuana in my car, so that my wife doesn't know I do it in the car.
Right.
And I drive around for a long time. Yeah, and it was in the morning before work and. Your dog came up to me, and I was trying to be nice, and I fed it chocolate. Yeah.
Well, okay. Was she limping or anything at that time, or was she just acting crazy, throwing dirt over her?
It was after she ate the chocolate. She was normal before, and after the chocolate, she started having a seizure. So she might
so
have. She probably has.
Normal. So yeah. She walked on all four legs.
Yeah, but when she ate it, she stopped walking on all four legs, and she was, like, going around in the dirt, like that, and it was having a seizure, was shaking,
yeah.
and it looked at me, and it was foaming at the mouth, and I thought it was going to attack me, so I threw rocks at it, and it ran away, it went, like that. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you motherfucker, you, like that, you motherfucker, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the dog now? Is it not walking straight?
No. We brought her to. We had to bring her to UC.
Yeah.
Down to the veterinary clinic, yeah. And because she had a very severe broken leg. We brought her down here for the best care.
Oh no! Maybe a car hit her.
Now, so I've got to go in here and take care of this vet bill.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Here's Matt. Matt had something to say to you.
Who?
Matt. Matt.
Matt.
Matt, you here?
No, he's pissing.
Oh, Baz then. Dr. Baz has something to say.
Yeah. The chocolate can be very bad for dogs.
It can break their leg.
Yeah. So I'm a veterinarian. Uh-huh. And so I know about the dog machines.
Hold on a minute. So I'm chocolate can... Because I've got to go check my dog out and take her home. Hold on a minute.
All right. Okay.
All right, we'll hold.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Wow. Hello? Did you get the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked up here. Girlfriend handed me the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, because we saw the dog. The dog came up to me yesterday morning around 7. I was out jogging. And, I fed it a candy bar with nougat. And the dog started having, like, a seizure.
Yeah. Where did you see her at?
And I got scared and I said, "You motherfucker, you." And I started throwing rocks and I ran away. And then the dog ran away. It was like, that. Like, stupid motherfucker. You know?
Where was this at, though?
Well, I live on Horse Machine Ranch Road. Do you know where that's about? It's the new subdivision. Uh-huh. Yeah, Horse Machine Ranch subdivision.
Right off of the Cat Road.
Yep. Yeah, and I saw the dog on Lone Oak Church.
About 7 in the morning.
Yeah. And it went to attack me. I gave it chocolate, and it went crazy. Went like that. It started going. It started like like that.
Too much nougat.
Yeah,
it was like
I'm his neighbor. I'm a veterinarian, and he came right home, and he told me. We went out to try to find Fancy because I'm a vet, and he, dog wasn't there.
Yeah.
But that noise when the dog goes that's never a good sign.
It was
I'm a trained professional.
It was having a seizure, yeah. Probably because it's stupid.
Was her leg broke at that time though?
No, I don't think so.
No, the dog was saying, like, "I'm going to fucking kick someone with my leg like this." She was like, "Ugh." I was like, "Oh, shit." I was like, "Don't do it, you know."
I need more nougat.
That's what it said.
Y'all fucked up or what?
Your mother's fucked up and your girlfriend's got...
Sir, was that your...
Your mother's got some wrinkled pussy lips.
Does she have a tight
kiss
package?
Kiss my mother with that mouth.
I'm not really understanding what's going on here.
You're
from the future, man.
Yeah, you be from the goddamn past, man.
That's a bad noise for a dog to make.
It sounds like it was imitating you.
You're not much entertaining me, babe.
My owner fucks me.
Hey, it's your girlfriend. Has your girlfriend got a tight little package on her?
Not anymore, right, buddy?
After the dog nodded over her.
Like a sleeve of wizard.
Oh, it's a female dog. Never mind.
Hey, bunch of son of a bitch. You ever call this number again, I'll hunt you down like a goddamn animal.
Hey, cocksucker.
Don't you goddamn start me.
Hey, listen here, you cocksucker.
That's right. I'm not no fucker and play games. Now, I kill your goddamn ass. Don't fuck with me no more. Don't you never call this goddamn phone again if you like living.
Nougat!
I do.
You want those boogers.
I'll hold you down to kill you. You don't fuck with me about my girlfriend, dog.
That noise you were making was cracking me up. Oh, I was laughing so hard.
I just kept wanting you to do more of it, man. Yeah. It kept making
that
me
whole scenario.
The call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Fucking thing with that getting high with Doug guy. Like, he does a joke where it's a talking dog, and then finally he says, where's a good place to go? And he's like, Fisherman's Wharf! And then him and his buddy are all super stoned, just laughing at it.
What's his video?
Doug Benson did, like, a joke for a little cartoon for, like, a YouTube thing. Somebody animated it.
What?
Yeah, you have a Westinghouse freezer?
A what?
You have a white Westinghouse freezer upright?
Yeah.
Upright your ass? Yeah, yeah, I wanted to put nougat. I wanted to get it to put my nougat candy bars in. I want to fill it out with big bricks of nougat.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's an upright freezer, right?
Yeah.
Upright your ass.
Nougat.
Like that?
What?
It's upright your ass.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Shit.
I don't know if Doug can say nougat.
G-Man, was you talking about Super High Me? Because I've seen that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the comedian.
He smoked weed for every day for like a month, right?
30 days.
Yeah.
Weed every day.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. You understand what I mean? Like, it's an upright freezer that you have?
Yeah, I heard what you said. You said up your ass.
Upright your ass.
I heard what you said.
Nougat.
You forgot this part.
That's a train.
That's the sound of the freezer going up your ass.
Well, you know what?
Like a freight train.
We'll just go ahead. We'll go ahead and I'll call the WOW and tell them you're harassing me.
The WOW.
Ooh. Ooh. No.
Three-way them in, lady.
The WOW.
What the I'll call
the WOW. World of Warcraft?
Shit.
She's going to call World of Warcraft.
Yeah. The WOW.
The WOW.
The WOW. Let's call this Indian guy back, see if he answers now. That we ignored. I ignored him for a while. Upright your ass. There's a lot of good potential titles for this show.
Good afternoon, Deliverers. May I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to make an order, please.
Yes. Tell me what you like.
One chicken tandoori.
Half order or full order, sir?
Full order.
Okay.
One nougat.
Say again?
One nougat.
Noodles?
Yeah.
Okay, then?
One banchod. Banchod!
What?
One banchod.
I don't understand. Say again?
One banchod.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, you motherfucker, mother chod.
Motherfucker, mother chod. Teri baapti bera obra ben chod, mother chod. Why you phone kar?
Okay. What else, motherfucker?
That was the end of that chapter.
Yeah. That's a different guy.
A lot.
Different guy over there now, huh? Interesting.
Yeah. The other guy's still in the parking lot just... banging on strangers' cars like you and their pussy.
Yeah, he's like, where are you, pussy? Where are you, pussy? Oh, man.
He's like, I am no son of owl.
I'm no Gandu. Who do I want to play music-wise here for the non-YouTube people? Let's do it a little RJD2. Alright, moving right along. Text only, please. So she may not answer, or she'll be really pissed off that we're calling. She wants old flowers, any kind, any color. And what else?
It's for her daughter's wedding and Memorial Weekend. Old flowers, bales of straw. She needs 100 plus bales. What kind of wedding is this? She's going to put
and
people...
why is it a memorial? Is she dead?
Memorial Day.
Burying a corpse?
It's Memorial Weekend. They're
doing okay.
That. Yeah, my wedding was a Memorial Weekend. Because it was easier for people to get a day off.
So you got a kinship with that broad.
I guess so. She picked up and hung up. It's probably at work.
She said, text only!
Text only, motherfucker!
Nougat! You fucking nougat head!
Teramadi banchot!
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're looking for all kinds of stuff here for your daughter's wedding?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I've got some bricks of spoiled nougat from my freezer, my upright freezer that went bad. Would that work out? I also have I have also some old non-working furniture, like appliances. I mean, like I have some freezers you can put around, like make a set, like a fake house, you know, and it's like a broken freezer and everything because it's a white trash wedding.
Actually, I'm just looking for things to handcraft ourselves.
Oh, I've got beads.
We already have
a table
and chairs and like that. I've got beads. So we just want to make it look country-ish.
I've got beads that you can put in flower arrangements. Beads for flower arrangements?
Yeah, we're looking for like, if your grandma has a porch load full of old flowers, you want to chunk them out, you know, we'll buy them for $10, $20.
I've got those,
too. And then
I'll
clean them up and do something with them.
Hey, shut up.
Things like that.
Shut up. I've got that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You want flowers? I've got some old flowers.
Oh, you do have old flowers?
White, pink, blue, and purple.
Oh, yeah. Where do you live?
Oh, I live on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
You live in Ohio?
Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's the new subdivision, Horse Machine Ranch.
I don't know where that's at.
Yeah, it's right up your ass.
Okay.
Yeah. You can put the flowers up your ass. Yeah. I get behind girls and I do this. Oh, she's gone.
Right. Zach's saying that we should phone mob some store and ask them to, for nougat and demand it until they put it on themselves. Just keep calling some store back again and again.
I just want to buy nougat. I just want nougat. Just the nougat.
And a big fat nougat factories where they make that shit where there's giant things in nougat.
Yeah, man. I just want a big brick of it.
I remember at the gum factory, I ate a finger full of menthol. I, put my finger in it and put it in. It was for making the Wrigley's Winter Fresh Gum. Uh-huh. And goddamn, did it burn my mouth.
I bet. The shit that they put in that? Oh, man.
I was like, I like menthol cigarettes.
This will be good.
Yeah.
Nah, crap.
Working at the gum factory was fun.
Yeah, I would eat, nougat with a fork and knife. I would straight up do that.
Sissy.
A nougat steak.
It seems like the wind's getting in there. Something wicked this way comes.
Mm. Yeah.
Put my pinkies out. I cut it and eat it all dainty. Hey, Indy Chris Pine. Hello?
First you mold it into a phallus.
Hello?
No.
He called and hung up.
Oh, what is he? Is this a new thing?
Yeah. He took an order, though. He took a regular order and then...
That was a different guy.
I know, but now he's doing it again. Look, see, he's doing it. He's
guy,
doing
it. Came back in from the...
Yeah, he's like, they say they're in the parking lot.
Hey, motherfucker, we're in the parking lot. Oh, okay. He's like, I'd show him. I keep calling and calling.
I call him, maybe.
I get revenge.
When it's his time, bother him at work.
I waste his minutes. Ah-ha.
Works for suckers.
Okay. There's a free dog. When I bought him, they told me he was a German Shepherd, but I think he may be mixed. Oh, disgusting.
Gross race trader.
But he's a great dog and great with kids and other dogs. Yeah, right. We'll see about that shit. I'm out of frozen grapes, man. The only grapes I have are non-frozen. My grapes thawed out.
Oh, that's no good. Ring.
Ring, ring.
You have reached the voicemail ring, box of 4.
Ring, goes the trolley. Bang, 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 goes the bell.
Goes the wind. All right, I give up with that. Lawnmower, 42-inch lawnmower. Riding lawnmower from Sears.
You're a 42-inch riding lawnmower.
Sears. It's good stuff right here, man.
Yeah, like the Sears Tower, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Can ride that lawnmower.
Hello?
Yeah, you still got that lawnmower?
No, I already sold it.
Oh, listen, because I used the lawnmower and I ate like nougat candy bars. I scrub it into my beard like a motherfucker. I don't cut grass with it though. I just turn it on inside my living room and ride it while I'm eating a candy bar naked, and I'm like.
Nougat.
Hey, Ed. Oh, okay.
Big Ed.
He's like, whatever, man.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pranking on the government's dime today, too, bro.
Nice.
I get my first unemployment check today.
Yay.
Oh, nice. That's like state government, but it's still government.
State. Right? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, boy. Why'd you hang up, motherfucker? Why'd you?
Because you didn't have nothing decent to do.
Yeah, I do.
I don't particularly want to listen to that kind of language.
No,
yeah, you do.
I didn't say anything fucking bad shit before you hung up, motherfucker. Now I'm pissed off, you motherfucker.
Two of us
you
are
learn
like
to talk. To whoever you are, you're very.
Argumentative and rude. Yeah,
are we vulgar?
Good one.
Mean and nasty.
No kid.
Here's the guy who lost a wallet at the VA hospital.
The VA hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be some sad, fucking hurt veteran.
No, some asshole Iraqi vet with PTSD bullshit trying to get money on the government dole.
Hang on.
Someone else I know.
I have to go in a moment.
Okay. Yeah, you lost your wallet at the hospital?
Oh, well, you found my wallet?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You lose it, motherfucker?
I did.
You stupid motherfucker, you?
I am.
Yeah, all right. I found it, though, Scott. I got your info here and everything.
Sweet, man.
All right. Well,
where did you find it?
In the hospital. It was in a seat, in one of the seats.
It was?
Yeah. All right. Well.
That's amazing. Where are you?
See you later.
Where are you?
I'm at my car.
Where are you? Like East Valley? You? Where are you at?
East Valley. Yeah.
Where in East Valley?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know you. Oh, you don't know me. I should say.
No.
I know you pretty well, based on the stuff in here. Yeah. Yeah, well, I found it. It's okay.
What can we meet up? I need to get my wallet back. You need a reward. I'm gonna give it.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you later. No, it's cool that I just want you to know your wallet's okay. I found it. It's cool, man.
What's in it?
Huh?
What's in it?
Cards. There's like some tinfoil. There's a receipt. Stuff like that.
Tinfoil.
Yeah, I don't know, like a piece of foil looking, maybe from a gum wrapper or something. I don't know.
Oh, is my ID still there? Like my military ID?
Yeah, all that stuff is good. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. All right,
good.
Buddy.
So, can you drop it off?
Yeah, I'll drop it off. You got it, man.
You got my address because you got my ID, right?
Yep. All right, I'll see you later.
What's my address?
Huh?
What's my address on the ID?
I don't like just giving out the address like that.
Why not, motherfucker? Give us.
I don't want to just give out information. I don't know who you are. I can't just give out info like that.
Yes, you can.
No.
I give you permission.
I can't hear you, stupid shit.
Come on.
What? What do you want?
Where are you at, motherfucker?
I told you where. Now you're cursing. I'm leaving. I'm sorry. Now you're being mean to me. I'm just calling you about your wallet. I'm going to hang up now, okay? All right, bye.
Bye, asshole.
Yeah, bye.
Fuck a dick. Fuck you.
Bitch.
Fucker.
Cunt.
I'm reporting you.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm reporting your mom. Hello? Hi, hey. Motherfucker.
Who the hell's this?
Who the hell's this?
Dude, I think you got the wrong number.
You lost a wallet.
You got my wallet, right?
No.
Then why'd you call me?
I didn't. You called me.
You did. My phone rang, I picked it up, but you called me.
No, I didn't. And you are an out-of-area number. I'm in Tucson. I don't know where the hell you are. So
I'm in Mesa.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Cunt.
Do it, motherfucker.
Okay. Where you wanna meet, motherfucker?
VA hospital?
No, there's too many people there.
Hello.
Yeah, where you wanna meet?
I didn't call you. I don't know where you got this number, but
you lost,
I didn't call you.
You lost your wallet.
No one from here called you.
It's about the wallet.
I have no idea what the problem is.
It's
so
about
stop
the,
calling
it's
here.
About the fucking
Bye.
Wallet. Fuck. All right.
Gone.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
All right.
Bye.
Apple.
All right, motherfucker.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't call me back.
I will.
Call what?
I will. I hope you find your wallet.
No.
Seriously, yes.
No.
I'll call you to ask if you found it.
I was eating nougat, by the way. I was eating nougat.
Yeah, nougat.
Oh, I forgot to tell the other guy about nougat, too. Shit.
You better call him back.
Yeah. It's cool. Hello? Scott, you still there? Okay, whatever.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I forgot to tell you, your friend, about the nougat.
We're eating nougat. We're eating nougat here.
Yeah, we're eating nougat.
It's good. It's good.
All right.
Where are you guys calling from?
Oh, from the road. We're on the road.
What state?
Yeah.
It's about a lost, California. It's about a lost wallet.
My son lost his wallet.
Yeah, we found it in the nougat machine.
Was in Tucson?
Yeah, at the billiard place.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a room here for people. You can have sex with your girlfriend inside the room. There's like a mattress and stuff on the ground. And I guess maybe it fell out of his pants when he took his pants off. It was behind the mattress.
Huh.
Yeah, because we pull it out to clean out condom wrappers and stuff like that, you know, syringes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he might have left it here. I think it fell out. Maybe he was having sex with his girlfriend or boyfriend, and it fell in between the wall and the mattress.
He actually lost it at billiards.
Yeah, it's in the back room at Pockets Billiard. Yeah, I work here. That's where it happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can pay us $20 and we let you use the room for for a half hour. You can, you know, fuck your girlfriend and stuff like that, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe because he lives at home, I think he doesn't like to have sex at home when you're there, you know?
Yeah. What is his name?
Sean.
Your name is Sean, too?
No, his name is Sean. My name is Cross.
Is what?
Cross.
Spell it.
Cross.
Cross.
Yeah.
So can he come and pick it up this afternoon?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And no, motherfucker.
Oh, he says no.
Why is that?
Ask him.
I want my wallet back.
I don't know who you are.
She has your wallet, man.
Just have the... Now that I know where it's at, I'll just have the police go with him and... So I can get his wallet back.
Yeah, his name is Scott. Scott's the guy that has the wallet. He lives in Mesa.
And he works in Tucson?
You got my wallet.
We don't have your wallet.
What's this little lady doing on the phone?
You have her wallet. You have her son's wallet.
You said you had my wallet.
No, you have Sean's wallet. Scott has Sean's wallet. Scott was at the VA hospital. He's a veteran. And he was at the billiard place, and he took the wallet from the mattress. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Scott, and I've got his phone number. You ready? I'll give it to you.
He took my wallet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Why are you giving my number out? You took my wallet.
No, you...
I lost it at the VA hospital.
I'm trying to coordinate you two about the wallet so you guys can figure it out. She's going to get
the wallet. They're going to call the cops on you.
But why? Why? You put the ad out that you have the wallet. What are you mad at me about? Oh, whatever. I don't know what his problem is. Anyway, call him. He'll get you figured out with Sean's wallet, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you. Okay. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Cool. A little weird situation.
What a clusterfuck.
Yeah. A little bit of a weird situation there, but all right.
That was pretty funny.
Did Matt said he was leaving? Is that what he said? He had to leave?
Yeah, he said that, I guess, Ida's there.
Oh!
Probably at the airport or something.
She said, oh,
he's
really?
He's going to pick her up right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's big news. Oh, man. I would have wished him good luck for that. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. You're getting ready with them poppers, man. I hope he's probably all dressed up nicely and everything. He's got his nice gym shorts on, probably.
Yeah, it probably did, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to get out of Tiny Chat because the only person in Tiny Chat now is Spray, and if I want to look up white people, I'll just turn on fucking, I don't know, what's a good white people TV show? Seinfeld. There you go. I'll watch episodes of Seinfeld on Hulu.
But he's got a good beard going.
He does.
He's got his beard.
You got to comb it a little bit. Every day, comb it a little bit with some oil, some nice beard oil. Combing in with a nice beard thing. Yeah, because it's kind of scraggly. You got to take care of that, man. You got to moisturize that beard and make it nice and soft. The ladies run their hands through it when you make out with them. Or the guys, too. Yeah. Whatever. Spray.
They'll be creaming their pants.
Yeah.
And you can go down on them.
That was a whole weird... again, thank you to Senior Fancy Pants in the chat room who was sending in these Craigslist numbers that we've been doing the last two. The wallet ones. Here's an iPhone one. Luckily we called that lady back because not only did we get to continue the Nougat thing, we also had a pretty good phone call there. Here's iPhone machine. That guy's like, don't fucking involve me with this. Oh yeah, Matt is drunk, isn't he? And he's going to the airport to pick her up.
I hope he's not driving.
He doesn't drive, though. This is his mom. Maybe his
taking
mom.
The L train.
Maybe his mom's taking him.
The person at extension.
Maybe Matt's renting a limo. That's another thing, yeah? How long is Ida going to be in town, too?
I'm not sure. They're going to go down. They're going to hit the road and go to Cleveland.
That's a big city. What's the point? Yeah. What's the point of going to Cleveland other than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that it?
Well, she wanted to see, you know, what real Midwest America is all about.
Okay.
He said she didn't want to go to, like, L.A. or New York or anything like that.
Why not Michigan or something? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Milwaukee? Cleveland. Ugh. Damn.
Yeah, I think they're going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know what else you do in Cleveland.
I was telling him, you know, hopefully he'll do a show next week, and you know, she can co-host.
Yeah.
Live with him.
She's a funny cat.
Yeah, she is.
They make a good couple. I hope, you know, they haven't seen each other. Hopefully it remains strong when they see each other now. All right, no answer there. Here's a lost Samsung Galaxy S4. I might be winding it down pretty soon here.
Yeah, I got to go in about 15.
Right.
Please leave your message for...
I don't know why I let that ring out for so long. Anyway, I'm going to go through Request a Prank here, hit up some of these for the next few minutes. They've been stacking
all right
up for
Jose's,
a few days.
Jose's got a good point here in chat, in Skype chat. He says he wants us, everybody, to know that his job is helping to pay for Matt's trip because he's in the same state, so his tax dollars are paying for Matt.
Even more so, his state benefits and federal, yeah. RBCP checking in. Hi, RBCP.
Hi, Carlito.
How are you?
Baz.
Hey, RB.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Baz.
Yeah. I got a request to prank. What you doing?
He's gone.
He's gone.
What you doing?
Oh, he's there.
I'm still here. Am I having problems or something? That's weird.
You're right. Hey, can I get an I Love Matt button? Because I love Matt.
Of course.
Yeah. Next time you send me something. Yeah. And I'll send you, I gotta send you something, because you've sent me stuff a bunch of times, like the book and stickers and stuff.
I like sending people things.
It's nice. It is nice.
Hey, where'd you get your train whistle? I want to get a train whistle for my show so I can be as cool as you.
I got it at the train museum, but I bet you can get one online, just a wooden train whistle. I actually went there and I was like, do they have a gift shop? I've always wanted a train whistle for the Madhouse show. My wife's like, oh, God. yeah. And I got
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I got one. Then my nephew was like, I want one. I'm like, ah, shit. Now I got to buy another one for him.
I think I had one when I was a kid, or my brother did or something. I remember having one.
Okay. They have a keychain version one that sucks. The big one, though, is what's up.
Yeah. Keychain can't make that sound.
Uh-uh. It sounded like a whistle. All right. Here's someone who's selling a truck.
Arby, you also need to get a dog whistle, Arby, for the next time you call the animal shelters.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see if that really works. I doubt it will, but,
Over the phone?
Probably not.
I'm going to buy a dog whistle just to test that.
That's crazy. I wouldn't think it would. I wouldn't think that would make it through.
Yeah, I wouldn't think the frequency range of a telephone would allow that high of a pitched tone.
Yeah, what am I thinking? What does MP3 do to music? What's it called? Oh, shit. Compression. I would think the compression would...
Yeah. No.
Yeah, motherfucker, Nougat.
Compression, goddammit.
All right, I had to remind Nougat. All right, Indian guy calling in. I'm calling back. See if he picks up this time.
Yeah, remind him about the Nougat. Hey, Nougat, damn it.
Hello, motherfucker.
Matter to it?
He'll call again and not say anything like a bitch. Brad, can you connect him on your end? You can you? On your asterisk?
He's showing you. No, I can't make them hear each other. You wouldn't be able to hear him.
It doesn't work like that. Okay.
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you've got extra listeners today. There's a tiny chat called Phone Fuckers. They're replaying your show.
Yeah.
Should we get the Madhouse attorneys after them for this?
Definitely.
Unauthorized broadcast?
Yeah, I agree. I think so. I think we need to send a C&D. Cease and
this
desist.
Is bullshit. We need to stop this before it gets out of hand.
Now, who is doing this now?
It's tinychat.com/phonefuckers.
Phone fuckers. Okay, sure, whatever. No, it's more, hey guys, phone fucker motherfuckers. We got a request a prank here, and I wanted to read this out from James. He says that words like faggot and nigger hurt some people and are not funny. They are only used by complete idiots. I like listening to your shows, but hate speech doesn't add a thing to what is otherwise most of the time funny. It is not 1958. Please change as society becomes more educated and intelligent. Thank you. There you go. And that's from Horse 1723, a.k.a. James. I don't know. I don't use those words that much. If I do, it's in joke. You know, we can all joke at that. We can all have fun.
Yeah, why not?
At each other's expense. I call Brett Honky Cracker White Guy all the time. He's like, you're so funny, Carlito. You're so funny. That's what he said.
Every other prank call, yeah, he likes a faggot.
Yeah, there. See?
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
We're equal opportunity offenders, okay?
Because it's true.
Yeah, it's because it's true. It's not slander if it's true anyway.
You know, I think Matt's going to like a horror convention or something. Like, because he always goes to horror conventions in Ohio and stuff.
She might be into it too, right?
I think. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jose said it's Natacon. Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's where him and Spray went to last year, right? Wasn't it him and Spray? Jose, Spray, and Matt?
He goes to a lot of these things. So I don't know. You know, they go to all different horror conventions and film things.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
So I don't think they're just hanging out randomly in Ohio or anything.
Yeah.
I think they have a plan of some sort.
All right, I got a new request to prank in here. Let's see what it says. This Carlos is the owner of the Dumbass Secret Society. What? Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Disney employee human resources in Orlando. Okay.
Okay, yeah, these are from Dashy. He sent it to me, and I just put them in chat.
Okay, all right. Let me call the Walt Disney World thing, Human Resources.
Thank you for calling the Walt Disney World Resort job line. That selection is not recognized. Please make another choice.
Okay, I'm following the phone tree instructions Dashy gave me that didn't work. We'll have to listen.
Thank you for calling the Walt Disney World Resort job line.
Annoying.
Thank you for calling HR Operations. This is Lisa.
Hello.
Do you have your personnel number?
Yeah, this is Willie.
Okay, Willie. Oh. I'm sorry, Willie, I'm having a hard time hearing you. What's your personnel number, please?
I don't know if I should give that out. We're supposed to keep that private.
Your personnel number?
Yeah, it's supposed to be private. Can you look up Willie?
No, I can't look up you by just Willie.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten my direct deposit. I don't know what the fuck's going on, motherfucker. Oops. By the way, I'm Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie, get it?
Yeah, they can tell you're calling from the what's the ride at Disneyland? The steamboat ride?
I don't know.
If you were calling about,
tell her you're the ride operator.
Including W-2 phones. Thank you for calling HR operations. For English, press 1. And your call may be monitored.
Thank you for calling HR Operations. This is Margaret. May I have your personnel number, please?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. My name is Willie. I'm calling about nougat bars. They haven't come in yet.
Okay, you're calling the Walt Disney Company?
Yeah. About the payroll information. I get paid in candy nougat bars from the Mickey Mouse candy. And they haven't come in yet? What the fuck, man?
Okay, I'm not familiar with that at all. Do you have a personnel number?
Yeah. Ready?
Yep. We're very busy here. I can't take a call.
Oh, you're busy.
No, ma'am. So you should tell you're calling from the Mark Twain riverboat ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Tell you the ride operator.
Oh, well, I'm done with it. Why is everyone so busy today?
Yeah.
Everybody. Oh, this is busy.
Yeah. Well, it is a business day.
It offends people for some reason.
I guess. It makes them busy. They're like, oh, man, I hear the trident. I gotta go. All right, here's Carlos, owner of Dumbass Security Society. Can you, one of you, talk to him? Because I don't want to talk to him. Thank you.
You on this one, Brad?
Take it, Baz.
Take it, Baz.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell to say. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. as I go.
I don't know either. I just figured I'd give you guys a shot.
I'm a dumbass.
True.
I don't think you have to be smart to join.
I'm a dumbass.
You have reached a voice mailbox.
I was going to tell him I had a stupid cat. That was something I could say. I'm kind of running out of numbers here, unless Dash is sending some in on the book.
Well, you know what, that angry guy in England?
Angry guy, yeah, sure.
The one that played that prank.
Did you play the prank earlier? Yeah.
Yeah, hold on, let me just get that real quick.
Sure.
I could tell him that since he didn't let me stay at his house, I had to sleep overnight in a wheelie bin, and I'm eating some nugget that I found in the bin.
Ew. What's a wheelie bin? Like a wheelbarrow? Is that what they call a wheelie bin?
It's like the trash bins, you know, with the wheels on them. They call them wheelie bins.
I gotcha. All right, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Okay, here he is.
It's better than a lift being an elevator. Okay. A. Johnson. That's right, you did send me this earlier. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Johnson. This is David Snoswell calling again. Remember, I was supposed to stay with you, but you wouldn't let me come to your house. So I spent the night inside of a... Remember, I called you last night, I told you... And I had to sleep in the wheelie bin. And I ate nugget for breakfast because that I found in the wheelie bin.
What?
Sir.
That's all up.
It's all your fault.
What are you talking about? Are you some sort of nutter?
No, I'm
not. Are you a nutter or what?
I'm not a...
Have you been
around
for this trial?
I'm a dumbass.
You're
and I need to go to the asylum. Will you take me to the asylum?
We're all getting shame lost.
Will you drive me, sir?
He's like, you picked up it wrong this morning. You're supposed to stop with us.
That was great. I love when they hang up.
It's a stupid thing. Great. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave.
I got the nugget in.
You did. We succeeded in our nougat challenge. I'm done because I'm kind of burnt out. It's been 3 hours, close enough to three hours. That's all I'm saying. Well, after if it's longer than 3 hours, it takes me forever. They edit the show. You know, it's a long. I'm in the middle of a 3 hour editing show being edited, and it's taking forever. Okay, bye,
Carlito. Does it take you approximately the same time as the show to edit? I'm just curious.
It can if I decide to try to listen to every little bit of it. Yeah. So if I skip through, it's much faster, but the problem is it, you know, like phone numbers might sneak through or full names and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I've been listening to the entire show lately when I edit, and it's, it sounds so much better on the podcast when I do that, but it sucks to sit there and listen to the whole show.
Yeah. But doing the whole show thing, I mark all the times, you know, so I got like in my show notes now. In YouTube, you can just go straight to the prank if you click in the notes, if you click on the timestamp. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Carlito.
All right. Bye.
They're out of here, thank God. Again, if you're listening on Madhouse's Shoutcast, there are 9 people still on the Madhouse Shoutcast. If you're listening over there, or if you're on the Madhouse Mixler, which I understand there were a few up until a little bit ago, be sure to switch over to Prank Call Nation. Go to prankcallnation.com. There are new Shoutcast links and there are new Mixler links there. A new Mixler link. Make sure you're following the correct one. We've switched. All right, then. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll catch you tomorrow night, in theory.
Are you some sort of nutter?